This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast it live from White Flagship Station AM 860, the answer in Tampa, Florida, where, yes, our power is on to great radio stations across America. And you may be in one of those areas where you're listening to us on a transistor radio, you're out there in your car or whatever, because you don't have power. We'll get into all that in a minute. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and the Border Patrol working very hard down along the border. We thank them for keeping our country free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, too, sorting that mail for delivery today. Very important. We thank you, along with the Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers who are helping to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the things we have to offer over there. All righty, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us to start out our Monday. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, even though there's some people out there that would lead you to believe that's not the case. Now, the big news, Kyle, besides what took place yesterday with the talking heads on all the talking shows and the threats that were made about Mueller testifying and whatnot, is there's a lot of people in the Northeast and the Upper Midwest and New England tonight that are without power because of the tremendous heat wave that has gone across the country over the last several days.
That's exactly right, Captain, and we're tracking several different power outages over wide swaths of the United States, as you described, throughout the East Coast and also throughout the Midwest into Michigan, Wisconsin, even South Dakota. We're seeing the effects of some of these big storms. Now, we've got some different numbers here, ranging literally from 400 to 500,000. One has it at 800,000 of people who have been affected. For example, in Michigan and Wisconsin, we understand that some 600,000 people may be affected in the Detroit area,
yeah,
in that area there. And again, these are because of these big storms. When you get all this heat and you get these big storms and the flooding and so forth, that can cause the power outages as well. Now, the good news in this is that we understand that some of those temperatures may be returning to normal soon. But if you're in New York City, you're one of the thousands and thousands of people there who may have lost power throughout Brooklyn, 33,000. We had one count in Queens, 13,600. And we understand that the crews, of course, are working on this, but they may not have power restored maybe until about 11 a.m. That's one estimate I've heard, 11 a.m. this morning for New York residents.
Yeah, which is not anything new for New York. It happens a lot there. They have a lot of older power lines and transformers and infrastructure that needs to be replaced, redone, and this is when they find out what will work and what won't work. There's nothing worse, and I hate this from a first responder standpoint, there's nothing worse than those high-rises when they lose the power. Guess what? There's only one way up and one way down. It's the steps.
It's the steps, exactly. And, of course, when something like this happens, and, of course, there were even some evacuations in the New York area, I understand,
sure,
where people had gone into, like, a school or this kind of thing, and the power would fail there. Then they've got to try to get somewhere else where they can cool down. In the Washington, D.C. area, some people try to take refuge in the Smithsonian Institution, and I'm sure people are trying to go wherever they can. But if the elderly, of course, are mostly affected by this. So
right.
If you have an elderly neighbor, check in on them, make sure they have water, and make sure that they're doing everything they can to stay cool.
Okay, well, enough about the power. Let's get into Jerry Nadler, who's also from New York, and I wish he was up there where the power was out, but I know he's not. He was on television yesterday on Fox News Sunday, and he was talking about the fact, and he made it sound like as if they already have a solid case against President Trump for impeachment, and the reference that he made was that he claimed substantial evidence of Trump guilty of crimes ahead of the Mueller hearing. Here we go again.
Here we go again.
Put up or shut up.
Well, exactly. And I think a lot of that is just sort of posturing prior to dragging Mueller in front of the committees to try to again have another bite at the apple. But certainly if there were actual crimes and all these kinds of things, I think that it would have been obviously a lot more.
Well, I know what he's doing, and I know what they're going to try to do, the Democrats. Because Mueller didn't shut the door shut on the accusations of collusion, okay, they're going to go after that. They're going to pursue that. But in the meantime, the Republicans are going to nail him for FISA warrants that they got with not pursuing that in the correct manner and not having the proper evidence and just basically taking people's words for it. And how could you possibly get a fake document and be duped by that and not know what was going on? I mean, they're going to nail him to the wall for that one.
Oh, they sure will. And a central question, Captain, is going to be, when did you know there was no collusion, and why didn't you report it?
Here we go. Sounds familiar. All right, folks, Kyle Warren will be right back, and I'll be right back right after these messages from your local stations. Don't go anywhere. Kathy is going to tell you how to get a hold of us, and here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man Kyle Warren, who happens to be on the telephone. We'll get right to him right after I tell you this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. That's right, Relief Factor. You've heard me talking about it for weeks now. And if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain, I have an idea that may help you. Now, it helped me, or you wouldn't even hear me talking about it. Now, I've got arthritis, and anybody that knows what arthritis is, you get it because of bones that you've broken or things that have happened to you early on, later on in life, you wind up paying for it. And that's what's happened to me. But with back pain and neck pain and shoulder pain and ankle pain and foot pain and hip pain and just muscle aches and whatnot that I was getting from time to time, I was forced to take prescription drugs known as Mobic and Flexeril. That's what I was told to take because I was going to have pain the rest of my life. And I just decided, well, okay, fine. But after a while, and I took this for a long time, after a while you started to get some problems with it, where you get a little bit dizzy or, a little disoriented or something like that. And when I got to one point to where I almost fell, I said, oh boy, this isn't going to work. So I went to the doctor and I said, I'm not going to take this anymore. I'm going to take the strongest thing I can buy over the counter. And as far as I know, I think it's Aleve. And he said, yep. And I said, well, I'm going to take as many leave as I need to where I can cut the pain down to where I don't feel it as much. And the doctor said, well, don't take more than six, two for breakfast, two for lunch, two for supper, because it'll help cause internal bleeding, and you don't want that to happen. And so I heard that. But I also didn't know at the time about Relief Factor. Well, I found out about Relief Factor about 3 years ago. And I did the same thing that I'm going to suggest you do right now. I took advantage of the 3-week quick start. It's still the same price today it was 3 years ago, $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You take it as directed, and then you see what happens. And if it works for you, and you'll know if it works for you, then guess what? Then you just stay on it, the recommended daily dosage, which is one or two packages a day once you get your pain in control and get that in your system. It's all natural. There's no narcotics involved in this, and it works. That's why I'm telling you about it. So the website to go to check this out, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's where you'll go. And you'll start out at $19.95 with a 3-week quick start. Once again, with the website relieffactor.com/captain. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We have been putting together, not necessarily silently, because we know that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and the President's National Security Advisor John Bolton have been spending a lot of time in the Middle East, as well as Europe, trying to put together a coalition of the willing so that we can start patrolling, a la Ronald Reagan style, the Straits of Hormuz, the Gulf of Oman, and the Persian Gulf in general, because of the threat being posed by Iran, correct?
Yes, correct.
And what's the status of that at the present time?
Well, of course, the idea is to try to make sure that what we just saw happen does not happen again, in the sense that someone will be able to seize a tanker. And there's been some questions, of course, about just, how, what proximity are these naval vessels to these tankers. But putting together a coalition of the willing, as you mentioned, a la Ronald Reagan, has got to be what the president must do at this point. I don't have an update on the exact status of it, but one would think that, especially behind closed doors, the importance of this project is well known, and they've got to find a way to make this work out in the open water.
Well, Britain is going to make some sort of announcement today as to what they're planning on doing. Everybody's thinking it's going to be a strongly written statement. But we also know that they've sent at least one more warship into the region to go along with the frigate that's there. Now, there was a frigate in the area when this tanker was confiscated. And the tanker, you could hear the radio transmission between the captain of the British frigate warning the Iranians that they were violating the rules of the sea by doing what they were doing, and warned them to stay away from the tanker. And then when they found out, they boarded it, and they came back, and the transmission was, we have seized control of the ship, we are now in control of the ship, and they hung the Iranian flag up on the ship, took down the British Union Jack, if you will. But fact of the matter is, somebody's got to do something, because there's a United Arab Emirates tanker that's there with their crew. Now you've got this British tanker there with their crew. I believe that's about 39 or 41 people that they've got, is my understanding, plus the vessel. And they also tried to take a UK-controlled ship, which was under a Panamanian flag. They stopped it and delayed it for about an hour, and then they sent it on its way. And this was right after we had the drone incident where the United States USS Boxer amphibious assault ship took down the drone from Iran that flew within 1,000 yards of there after being warned to turn back, turn back, turn back. They paid no attention, and they wound up getting a drone splashed by one of our latest electronic weapons.
Well, exactly right. And I think that certainly, you know, speaking in terms of international law and the ability to operate on the high seas, the coalition, the United States, its allies are in perfect, they have the perfect right to defend these different oil tankers. The decision, of course, has to be made just how far do you go, but certainly if you have those military vessels in closer proximity and the ability to warn them off and perhaps get in between them, but of course also, Captain, the Iranians fly helicopters over these tankers, and that's how these commanders.
Well, they just did this time. They rappelled down onto the vessel. I saw the pictures of that, plus the pictures around the aircraft of the helicopter. And we're talking, folks, to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Now, the other thing was, and this is really kind of unique, the device and the vehicle that they used to take down this Iranian drone was on a U.S. Marine Corps Jeep that was on the deck. And this is something apparently now when they go ashore and go on land, they have this capability. And they used this device, the Marines did, to take down this drone. And it did. Took it down, it did. Splashed it.
It sure did. Well, and if I were in the Iranian military command, Captain, I'd be very worried because that.
Yo, wait a minute, a Jeep did this?
That's right. So
but no, it wasn't the Jeep. It was what was on it.
What was on it. But if these kinds of things are mobile, it doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be ship-mounted or that kind of thing. And of course, you see, all options are on the table. And the president and the allies have all these options that they can use, and you want to keep the Iranian military guessing. But at some point, they're going to go a tanker too far here, as it were, and something else is going to occur.
Well, something, yeah, and something else that's going to occur may occur in Venezuela, because we had an incident apparently late last week that we're just now finding out about, that a Russian-made MiG flown by the Venezuelan Air Force buzzed one of our P-3 Orion spy planes that was flying in international airspace, and they said the Venezuelan authorities are saying, well, they did not get permission. They're supposed to let us know before they fly in the area. Really?
Well, it seems to me, Captain, of course, the EP-3, Lockheed EP-3, as you mentioned, is sort of a spy plane. It carries a large crew, and they can suck up a lot of data.
And they don't have to be flying over enemy territory either.
Exactly right. And so this provocative action puts them in great danger. Now, the Orion, the Lockheed EP-3, it's also called the Orion, P-3 Orion.
Right.
It can fly pretty fast and fly about 485 miles an hour. But it's certainly not a combat plane, and one would wonder, of course, if this is Maduro trying to up the ante a little bit with sending in this Russian-made.
Well, what Maduro's been doing is he's been watching China, he's been watching Russia, he's been watching incidents that they've had with our aircraft, and he's been watching Iran very closely. So he's taking the calculated risk based on what he's seen there that nothing is going to happen. If he does this, and he probably will do it again another time. But I'm telling you right now, they're going to do this, and somebody somewhere along the line is going to get one of their planes splashed. They're going to get another missile splashed. Something's going to get splashed, and that's all it's going to take is a spark to ignite some real gunfire back and forth. And hold that thought, because we're going to break. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. I'm telling you, it's not going to take much to get it started, either down there in Venezuela or over there in Iran. And, hey, Venezuela, if you think you're good enough, bring it on. That isn't going to happen. All right. We'll be right back with more. And let's not forget that Jared Kushner is going over to have some peace talks in the Middle East with Israel and some Arab countries. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A British oil tanker was seized in the Strait of Hormuz by Iranian forces while another was temporarily stopped and sent on its way. Here's the words of British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt.
Stena Impro was seized in Omani waters. This is totally and utterly unacceptable. It raises very serious questions about the security of British shipping and indeed international shipping.
Iran's Revolutionary Guard claims that they seized the tanker for violating international regulations. The crew of 23 are to remain on board while an investigation is carried out. Trading starts in the morning on a Chinese stock market for high-tech companies that play a key role in official development plans that are straining the relationship with Washington. The market, modeled on the U.S.-based NASDAQ, reflects the ruling Communist Party desire to channel private capital into its own development plan. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by GEICO, GEICO Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. They've been saving people money on their insurance for more than 75 years, and they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including your humble talk radio host. Now, your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for just about everything you own. They offer coverage for not only the car or truck that you're driving, but also for the motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, or even snowmobile that you might be driving. And they can even help you with homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your GEICO insurance agency. Now, two ways to find out about the GEICO agent. Go look them up in the phone book. Go look them up on the internet. Don't use Google, by the way. Go look them up on the internet. And don't forget GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, the website to go and find out all this information, too. All right. Now, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Why did they say don't look them up on Google?
Well, we talked about that the other night.
Yep.
Google seems to, be awaiting a lot of their search results, according to these different reports.
Yep.
That helps with different candidates, shall we say.
Sure are. You better be careful what you look up on Google. You'd be surprised what you're going to find, and it might not be the necessary truth. Okay, and by the way, that adds credence to going to look at Yahoo or Bing or what's the other one there? Firefox, something like that. But anyway, let me get back into this. Jared Kushner is headed towards the Middle East for peace talks with Israel and other Arab nations. He's been very quietly behind the scenes working as an emissary over there, and they're getting very close to getting something done.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And this whole project in terms of the Middle East peace process has been very important to Jared Kushner. It's been one of the main focuses that he's had in helping with the Trump administration. Now, what they're trying to do, they're trying to get together a multinational fund that's going to help somehow the Palestinian economy to help that get a little bit better. Now, they've already gone and they've talked with the Foreign Minister of Bahrain and others, and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is also involved in this effort as well. So, again, perhaps something will come out of this. But unfortunately, the history in the region has shown that every single time that something good is tried to be done, or some kind of major component of a peace process is tried to move forward, the terrorist organizations who are absolutely opposed to the existence of Israel will typically show up and do something to try to derail things.
Now, there's some big news coming out of Puerto Rico today. Hundreds of thousands of people are expected to take to the streets and block various highways, basically shutting down traffic and deliveries all around Puerto Rico in protest of the president, who he and his regime are very corrupt. Several of his ministers have been resigned. A few of them were arrested for fraud and for things they were doing, selling things on the black market. They just found thousands of cases of water sitting in the middle of nowhere in the jungle being sold on the black market. That's the only reason they found them. And this all vindicates President Trump when he said, we sent the supplies. I don't know what they did with them. Well, now we know. But the president of Puerto Rico, the people have demanded that he resigns. He's saying, nope, I'm not going to resign, but I'm not going to run for reelection.
That's right. He's not going to run for reelection, but also seemed to have acknowledged that he made a Facebook video, basically, that he put out earlier, where he understands that the people are calling for his resignation, but he says he's not going to run for reelection, as you mentioned. But also, evidently, there's some kind of impeachment process has already started in the legislature of Puerto Rico.
Right.
So this is problems on top of problems for this embattled politician. But this is, of course, also extends to some different things that he is said to have said in different internet chats or these kinds of things, where he used very offensive language and talked about people in a very disparaging ways and so forth. So he's said he's made mistakes, but this again is just a major, major catastrophe. But the real catastrophe, Captain, is like the people who never got the water that was sent to Puerto Rico. So again, this is going to, I think, expose a lot of these corruption problems, and one can only hope that the future of Puerto Rico will be a lot brighter as a result of shining this light onto it.
Right. Now, I think we can all agree that Antifa is a bad group of people, correct?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And Antifa working its way up the line, trying to get through a congressional approval and whatnot, is a declaration to have Antifa declared a terrorist organization, a domestic terrorist organization in the United States. That's where they'll start, and then they'll go from there. Now, it's getting closer, but it's being fought very hard by the ACLU and the ADL. And that's the Anti-Defamation League. They oppose this vehemently, and they're slowing it down. They're going to challenge it in court, the whole nine yards. But to that, I say, let's just get it done and do what we should do with Antifa. They are not good people.
Well, they're not good people. We have seen the film footage of what happens at these different rallies and protests. You have masked people who believe they can operate with impunity. I think some of the pushback from the ADL and so forth has to do with categorizations, or they would also want, I think, certain white supremacist groups also to have similar categorizations. But generally speaking, when you have a group that says it's anti-fascist but yet uses fascist techniques at every single turn, I mean, it's just blatantly obvious what they're doing. And it's not the American way, and certainly if it's a terrorist, then you call it that.
Now, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar from Minnesota has been ordered to pay taxes and a fine by the IRS in this marriage flap where she apparently filed a joint return with someone that was not her husband at the time.
Right, exactly. I mean, this is...
And they filed jointly as if they were married.
As if they were married. And then, of course, back in 2016, Representative Omar's people basically said, quote, something needs to be corrected in her tax filings that she would submit. But evidently now, according to reports, she may have been married to her brother.
The president said that there's an investigation into whether or not she was actually married to her brother and helped him get into the country because of the fact she did that.
Right, exactly. And then,
because she divorced her first husband, married this other person who they alleged was the brother, and then got divorced from him and married the first guy again.
Well, that's right. That's right. So she didn't finally get divorced.
And oh, by the way, she had her children via the first husband.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and she didn't get divorced until, I think, 2017, and then legally married the other person.
Well, it's a mess.
2018. That's right. I mean, you can't tell the players of that program on this one.
Now, let's talk about China for a minute, because some interesting news that people you would think would be talking about, especially because they're talking about, well, we're helping China, we're doing this, we're doing that. Chinese investment in the United States of America has dropped 90%. You heard me right, 90% under Donald Trump's administration.
Very interesting. Well, we know the Chinese have invested heavily in the United States, and also they have a major stake, or some of these different Chinese companies get major stakes in making a lot of these big Hollywood blockbusters that you're seeing lately. And so they're very interested in that.
Yeah, well, what was it? The one with Tom Cruise, the remake of...
The new Top Gun sequel.
Okay. Now, by the way, I know what's going on with the Mueller testimony here, and I thought about this a lot yesterday, and I'm going to finish with this. The Mueller testimony this week is not going to yield a whole lot of stuff for the Dems. They are still trying to persuade and change the public opinion more towards the impeachment of Donald Trump. This is a public relations stunt to try to get information, even though it's not even worthy of litigation out there about Donald Trump, to try to change the Americans' opinion and get them to agree with their plans that they've been trying all along to impeach the president.
Well, of course, but it's not going to work very well, and it's unfortunately just beating a dead horse, the old saying. I mean, this is getting way out of control.
Yep, and we'll keep our eyes open to see what the squad's up to, because the squad now is going to be known as the Jihad Four. How's that?
Right.
The Jihad Four. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow night, my friend.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate having him on the program. We're coming right back. Take a look at the highways and byways. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn out cracker box of DMC. Now with a tricked out beat, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class.
Alrighty, that's your buddy Leland Martin up there somewhere in the northern part of the U.S. of A, because he runs back and forth between Canada and the north-northwest, all across that border, in back and forth in east and west and north and south. And he's got that big old double drop stretch trailer, and he's got several rigs now, I was told. He's really doing pretty good. But anyway, he's also got a band, and you never know where he's going to be with that band. So, we're trying to get him down here. I don't know. I haven't been able to do it yet, but, you know, maybe. All right, well, here we go with the weather brought to you by your Flying J and Pilot Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Got a whole bunch of people to say hello to here in a minute. Catwoman and Road Dog in Texas, out on the highway and byway, headed back down to Laredo. Hello to Candace. Hello to James up there in Georgia. Hello to Emily in Ohio. Hello to Jim. And Jim is in Colorado. He's headed out west tonight, going up over Vail, he's telling me right now. He's been listening to us on the Denver station there, KNUS AM 710 The Answer. We thank you very much, Jim. And they thank you very much. And Kevin in Atlanta, Georgia, AM 920, he's out there going around the big old super speedway, as he calls it. That's I-285. Brenda, thank you very much, Brenda. Brenda's in Orlando. She's on the highway tonight delivering the mail. Delivering the mail, going to Daytona, coming out of Tampa. And Rick is chiming in. Rick is over in Eustis, and he's going northbound up 441. Okay, Rick, you be careful. And David in Kentucky, and Valerie in Vermont, and Linda in California. And here's another Jim. This is a Jim who is down in Lake Okeechobee. He's got a load of milk coming out of there going towards the dairy, he's telling me, in West Palm Beach. Okay. Don't know which dairy that is. And then we got Flip just chimed in here. Hello there, Flip. How you doing? Now, let me get to the weather, because the East Coast heat wave is pretty much over, except for a few isolated places I'll tell you about in a minute. Now the threat of severe thunderstorms all day today and flash floods is a reality all across the southeastern and northeastern part of Pennsylvania, all of New Jersey, a lot of Long Island, Maryland, Delaware. The southwestern part of Pennsylvania, we've got some thunderstorms rolling across the central part of Ohio tonight, north of Columbus up along I-80, it looks like, and possibly up along US 22, up in that area too, moving from west to east, so be careful up that way. We've got some rain coming across the I-40 and I-44 corridor coming out of Oklahoma, I-40 eastbound over into Arkansas, about halfway across Arkansas, and then going up I-44 all the way to Fort Leonard Wood. You've got thunderstorms on and off, including Joplin, Springfield, and right up there towards Fort Leonard Wood, following the interstate pretty much. And then there's some thunderstorms out in front of there, headed towards the Kentucky line with Missouri right now, where Kentucky, Illinois, and Missouri all come together. And unsettled weather, southeastern Texas along I-10 between Beaumont and the Louisiana border down there. Now, we still got high heat advisories and warnings from halfway down North Carolina along the coast all the way up to Chesapeake, Virginia. But intertwined with that is going to be, as a cold front is coming across and reaches with this warm front,
We're going to have severe thunderstorms as a result. That'll be going on during the day. We've also got rain up in Wisconsin, southwestern and the central western part of Wisconsin tonight. Got rain along the lake, Lake Erie, Toledo. Looks like you may be getting a shower, or a shower may have come through. Western part of Michigan tonight. We've got some rain showers along the west side of Michigan. And I'm going to read you this right now because this is something just came in from the Weather Service. A cold front and waves of low pressure will slowly shift across the Middle Atlantic and southeastern states Monday and Tuesday. Heavy thunderstorms along this front may produce heavy rain and flash flooding with straight-line winds, with the highest threat Monday from Tennessee into New England. A few strong to severe thunderstorms are also possible from northwest Maryland to southern New Jersey, with a possible tornado or two. So be on the lookout, folks, for that, and be on your A game for that. Now, we've also got high heat warnings right now up in Idaho, to include Boise, Idaho, down into the northwestern corner of Utah, also the entire northern part of Nevada tonight, including Reno, Nevada, east all the way to the Utah line, and that takes you just about to Salt Lake City. You've got temperatures, heat indexes, it'll be 105, 110 in that area, and then the southwestern part of Nevada tonight, you also have got high heat warnings there as well, and some unsettled weather for the northern part of California. There is another low pressure system, looks like, coming in from the Pacific, so you may get some rain from about the Oregon border all the way down to San Francisco today, and that would be moving inland. So there you go. Now, keep in mind, our Highway and Byway Truckers Report, always brought to you by your pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. It's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. You know, it used to be years ago, you run into a pilot and you get a hot dog, a bag of chips, a soda, and that'd be it, because that's about all they had, besides the fuel that was reasonably priced. That's about all they had. But not anymore. Ho-ho! You're liable to pull into one of these nice travel centers now, the Pilot or the Flying J, and they'll have an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, Dunkin' Donuts with their complete line menu that they've got, because, yeah, they got food, too, now. Denny's, Huddle House, Moe's Southwest Grill, in the Flying J's, and all the stuff in the big travel centers that you need to have, from doing your laundry, from getting your checks cashed, from doing your Western Union, drawing money out of your ATM, getting internet service to use your laptops, lounges with big televisions, parking, cat scales, permit service, trip packs so that you can send your loads in to get paid on time. All that great stuff that you've come to appreciate in some of the other bigger plazas is now, guess what, available at many of your Pilot and Flying J's. Now, that's not to say they still don't have a few smaller pilots around. They do. But the ones that they modernized and built bigger, the truck stops that they bought to go along with the pilots that were already a full-size truck stop, now they're pilot travel centers. They're all pretty good, looking pretty good, and they're all across the country. All across the country. So there you go, Pilot and Flying J. And to my buddies up there in Valdosta and along the state line, Lake Park, that like the truck drivers, and they've got the radio station on right now, the radio show up there, listening to me on either 92.1 or 107.5. We thank you very much. We appreciate you guys up there doing that for us. And the deal is if you truckers pull into one of those stops up there, the Pilot of the Flying J, either one of those locations, north, south Georgia, right over the Florida state line, as well as Valdosta, you get yourself a nice hot free cup of coffee. All right, we're coming back after the top of the hour news. Ms. Rosemary has the night off. She's on a secret mission at an undisclosed location. We'll let you figure that one out. All righty, I'll be right back with more. And your phone calls are welcome.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why not good? Why not good?
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.